to another episode of Unfiltered Brothers.
Hey, I didn't even touch it.
No, I'm not.
He did not do it. Did you hit a pop?
The boy got
anxious. Oh, you gotta keep that. Nah, you gotta keep it.
Once again, welcome back to another episode of Unfiltered Brothers. You have your boy Derry. To my left, you have your boy Joe. To my right, you have your boy Rand.
What's going on, everybody? Pick your mic up. Ford,
to his right, you got your boy Ford.
Praise the Lord.
Can you breathe over there?
No, my question is, we going to hell for what?
For laughing at my handicap. I can barely breathe right now. My chest hurting.
You got a sticker? Is it on your license plate?
He got one on the car.
I got one on the truck.
Is you lie. You no. Got a handicap sticker on
yeah.
The car.
Yeah.
When y'all leave out here, when Tanisha get here, go see where she
parked. How you think I'm getting that? What's your reason?
See, wait a minute now.
I can't tell you right now. Can't tell you on camera. Can't tell you on camera.
What's that shit called? Hip? What's that shit called? That medical shit that you, like, you, that confidential? Like, is a reason why you can't.
Oh, HIPAA.
Yeah, HIPAA. Mm-hmm. That's the reason he can't say this shit.
You should know, Mr. Social Services.
Don't look at my shirt. You need confirmation. Let me make sure this is right. What does that have to do with social services? We don't do, like, disabilities and stuff.
Yeah, but you report.
Mm-hmm. You are a mandated reporter.
Of what? Abuse and neglect?
Of anything.
Who the fuck are we reporting it to? We don't report disabilities. Let me tell you, the people that with disabilities, they coming to us. Trust me. They come to us. We didn't never talk to someone who was like, you know what you need? A check. No, we never have done that. Hey.
You know what that nigga need?
A check. We gonna talk about this after the podcast. I wanna know.
Yo, how y'all boys feeling tonight?
Feeling real good. Once I get the handicap sticker, boy. Can't wait.
Don't get mad when y'all feeling how I got it.
Oh my God. Alright, don't say too much. Don't say too much.
My day ruined.
I don't even. Probably from that car accident. You know what car accident.
No, I did not involve the Nissan on the truck.
Oh, my God. I was in a car accident.
I'm talking about him.
Oh.
We
switched roles today.
Golly, bro.
You know what it was?
Now who need to check?
Usually, I go home. I take a shower because usually Rand will be like, I'm going to be at 7. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go home, shower, get clean. I ain't had it today. I ain't had my decompression.
You beside me funky and shit.
A little bit. A little tart. I'll tell you right now. If it came past your nose, it was probably me.
He must have been working in the field today. He won't just.
I was in the office. Yeah. Our AC went out.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the worst.
Bruh, I got 3 fans running. Girl had never tell me today she was cold. I look okay.
You can get out.
I stay in my office. I got my own AC.
It's how far.
It makes me struggling out there. I said, I'm sorry.
Mr. Ford, can we please come in and get some air?
Nope.
Not in here.
ain't no camera face in my office. I need a camera face in my office.
This free air right here.
I'm all right.
That's good.
Day hasn't been too bad. Week hasn't been too bad. As of yet. Shit. This is our busiest time at work.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's
all right. Right after commencement, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, shit.
We in the end game now. We in the end game. We only got, less than 30.
My dumb ass about to ask you what it's going to
be.
All right, let's go. Let's move on.
No.
Yeah,
we
switched
back.
Yeah, definitely.
Just roll on with it, you know?
How about your day, Ran?
My day's been good, man. My day's been pretty good.
Amen. You been off all week? You on vacation?
Yes.
So, like, your vacation, does your job, like, give you, like, are you using your hours, or are they, like, you could choose a week or something like that? Because you always be taking, like, a random-ass week off.
You know, just request.
It do be random and shit.
Right?
I just request it all.
Okay, so you got your hours.
Yeah.
You just using your annual
leave. And I used, when I got employee of the quarter, I got 16 hours of recognition leave.
Flexing and shit. You hear that now?
Yeah.
Employee of the quarter.
Not the month. Not the week. quarter.
Yeah. He said, hey, for the last 3 months, this man ran, been on top of it. Get him an award. How many hours you got from that?
16. And if you get employee of the year, you get 32.
That's a pretty decent incentive, I guess.
It was either that or the money, but, you know, they're going to tax the money, so I just took the hours.
Gotcha.
How much money are we talking?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
1,000? Congratulations. Nah.
Yeah, congratulations on that, man. Thank you. Don't be telling us nothing.
You know, I move in silence.
Be your own niggas.
I never get there because, you know, I don't give a fuck. I tell them how they said they're going to write me downtown today. I said D Ford. D Ford.
Okay, you've been hanging around me a tad bit too much, buddy.
Stupid. How y'all baby mother's first Mother's Day?
Well, we worked.
Ooh.
So really wasn't too much, you know, we could do. She really didn't want to go out too because she worked, and plus it was gonna be busy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but I mean, it's good. I got them a little matching shirts though. They said this is our first Mother's Day.
Aww. Look at you. Oh. How about you, Four? How was Tunisia's first Mother's Day?
Went to church, praise the Lord, and, you know, came back here.
I just threw that in there. We went to church, praise the Lord.
You know what's crazy? I ain't see nothing wrong with it. It was a whole coherent sentence. I was like, yeah, praise the Lord.
Came back here, you know, the day before she went to fishing period. That's all she wanted for Mother's Day. So
I still haven't went to the new location.
You haven't?
Because I don't know the hours.
I didn't never go to
the hours I want to go. I just want to know why they got the same hours for every day.
What's the hours?
It's like 11 and 9.
Every day? Even on
like
Saturdays and
Sunday
Fridays?
Through Saturday. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the same. Unless they change
I know
it.
They packed every
but,
day.
Mm-hmm. Like, I be wanting to go at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Like, yeah, like, I don't even want to go early when the sun's still out. So that should be closed by the time.
Yeah, that's how y'all hoes move at night.
Joe, how was
Clip it out. Clip it out. There it is. Clip it out.
Damn, I gotta clip it out for real.
Yes, nigga.
Damn. All right, Joe, how was Peter's Mother's
Day? Oh, my God.
First of all, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God.
Joe, how was Peach's Mother's Day?
Oh, the look he gave you was worse than that time.
Full I mean, it's like y'all niggas don't know how to move.
What have I done?
Nah, you good in my book. But these two, they gonna fuck it up. They gonna fuck it up for real.
It wasn't even on my mind to even say nothing like that today.
You wanna know?
I was good.
Now, because he always on demon time. he always on some trouble shit.
After last time, I said I ain't gonna mess with you no more. Because I kind of felt bad.
Shit. Not me.
Hey, y'all niggas need a roommate.
He said,
you need somebody to pay
out that.
This nigga, what are you doing?
I heard a little bit too. I heard just a little bit. I'll tell you about it later. But oh, I heard a little God. Bit.
I'm always.
But nah, I won't feel that great. I mean, she didn't want to do nothing, so it was a perfect combination. I was like, thank God.
Word.
What about you? What'd you do for mom?
She worked. Pretty much.
Damn.
Yeah, that's about it. I don't really do much.
I didn't do much either. She made a comment. She said, any other Mother's Day, you be dropping a whole bunch of money. You're getting an apartment now. You had like, yep, that's right. Yeah. Bills.
Money didn't got light now, ain't it?
Yeah, it ain't the same. This money ain't the same.
I'm trying to tell you, it's definitely not.
I gave my mom a big picture of Ethan in the frame. That's all
nice.
Okay.
Where did you get that from?
I just took a picture of my phone of Ethan and
I thought you got like a giant one.
No, just like a regular size.
Well, you know, we got this little 11. Portrait thing that's about like this of
That's not the one that's in the room in the man cave room, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, where did she get that one from?
Online somewhere. I actually cried when she gave that to me.
What? Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
It did. I think it was for my birthday.
Ding. And I was no who that.
Be your niggas, man.
That was just, we're gonna move this thing along. So what vibes y'all been on this past week?
Yeah, get on my damn nerves.
Me,
or
him
yeah, no,
vibes?
You. No, you.
What vibes I've been on?
Joe, what vibes you been on this week? What's your vibe this week?
All right, well, I ain't gonna cap.
When it comes to it, it's been like a toss up. Like the few people that do like vote on the Jones, sometimes Ford be having the most with his gospel shit. I don't be thinking our followers really listen to gospel like that. So I'll be shocked. Ford be in the lead sometimes. Rand got a few. I think this is probably like the 10th week, maybe. 10th or whatever. I think Rand got like 2 weeks in there. You got a couple. I think you got the most.
Oh, word?
Yeah. I think you got the most.
Well, you know, it's been good people though. Know the Lord, I guess.
Yeah,
or somewhat. But anyway. Because
yeah. Sometimes I look at y'all songs, I'm like, ooh. Apple Music ads. I've been on. Because we can't, because as a man, we can't do it. We can't listen to her. She on the list. Y'all seen this?
We're going
to
talk about it later. We're going to talk about it. That's to get off your chest, bro. Mm.
Oh, God.
I'm on that snooze. I've been bumping snooze by SZA. Like,
that's a classic, bro.
Religiously. I don't know. You know what it'll be? It'll be like, I'll go a while without listening to her, and then all of a sudden, randomly, she'll pop up, and I'm like, let me go back and listen to this track. Let me go ahead and run this album back through. I promise she probably had one of the best albums. 2022.
I mean, she was, didn't she have that record? She was number one for like 8 weeks or something. Probably more than that.
Yeah, she killed it. But yeah, I'm going to be on that snooze.
Big ups to her.
I can't lose.
Mine's for this week. Chris Brown, Young Blue, Lil Wayne, Possessive. That's my shit. Lil Wayne killed that shit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Lil Wayne killed that shit.
That's a good one. Ah, oh, damn.
That's my shit.
Cut the concert short, eh?
Oh, Wayne?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it.
Oh, okay. Y'all gonna catch me up.
Talk about it.
I said, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, when I seen that shit, I was like, ain't no way Wayne did that. But then the video came out.
Yeah.
Said, damn.
Yeah, yeah. That motherfucker gives no fuck.
It was fucked up. But, I mean, I get what they, you know.
Yeah, but I get how they money. Feel. Somebody gonna give me half my goddamn money back.
But it was like, it was literally the last show of the tour.
Yeah, I got my money.
Literally the last show of the tour. But they've been doing it like he always bring out the artists. Like that's what he's been doing. So, but apparently that crowd didn't fuck with the artists. It was a dead crowd. Yeah, he like had three other Young Money artists on the tour with him. It was like Twist and two other people. I don't know the other two. But apparently, like, they was just dead. In L.A., they was dead for the other artists. He came out there and just pretty much thanked them. And it went out.
We ain't been over backwards
for these people. We worked too hard for this. But, I mean, I think they should refund. Especially when they say he arrived late. That's one thing. And you only did 30 minutes. So, I feel like that's what they said.
The people didn't pay their money, man, for 30 minutes.
Let us arrive to a church late and then only do three songs when they expect the whole concert.
I know the feeling. This nigga,
them church folk ain't gonna be so Christian.
this nigga Post Malone, bro, when he came to Longwood, this was like early when White Iverson dropped. This was before he really blew up. And we got Post Malone to come to Longwood. Bro, this man came at least 2 hours late, bro. Probably, yeah. I say between an hour and 2 hours. Like, we was in the gym. We left the gym, went back to the dorm. Like, man, this nigga ain't here yet. Then we drank or whatever, did whatever. Then we went back to the gym. He finally pulls up. He did White Iverson. He did another junk. Tell me why this man played White Iverson again. And then left. I said, man, get your ass out of here.
He got his money, though.
Of course. I was pissed. I was like, bro.
That kind
of
happened at Dreamville. it would have been last year. Yeah, last year. Wale came like hella late and had niggas waiting on him. And, you know, like the set, it's a festival, so the sets ain't but like 30 minutes the most because you got to have the next person up. Came late, then said, man, the reason I came late because I had to get my hair done. Like, people was like going off, and he left too. I was like, damn.
Found some goddamn scissors and cut that bitch off.
King George was late.
Phoebe Jones.
Yeah,
but I figured, because he was in North Carolina.
Yeah, we said that. We didn't know he was going to do it.
Yeah, I figured. Like,
that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I thought he wasn't going to show up. Even though it's like, what?
Two hours and a half, three hours apart. You know what I'm saying?
Because the only rest you're getting is the hours on the road.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you got to also.
We done that shit, though. Yeah,
but you also think, like.
Yeah, it was a time.
But with the festival, with the shit that he was in North Carolina, you gotta think, man, he the hottest.
He headlined.
He the hottest Southern soul artist right now.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be first. Like, I don't care if Jay Morris was on the thing. Who else was probably on there? I think Poke Bear was on there.
Because he was, for the show up here in front of it, he was the only one on it.
Exactly.
They should
have
someone to fill.
Fill those gaps, especially if it's going to be a Southern Soul type thing. Like, you're supposed to have. Yeah. But that's now. But whatever. All right, Rain.
I don't know, man. I haven't really been, listening to much here lately, man, just because mom been in the hospital. So I just been on cruise control.
I get that.
Autopilot, so to speak.
Sometimes you don't even, like, you just be
in
the zone.
In a one moment type shit.
I get that.
What's up, Ford?
I got two babs.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
He going to heaven and hell.
Uh-oh.
I got a gospel bab.
He going to heaven and
hell. All right, well, give me the gospel first.
Okay,
the gospel one is, thank you, Lord, for all you done for me by the Hawkins family.
Okay.
And the R&B.
I be forgetting that you don't listen to gospel.
I'll send it to you. He right across the street from church.
You see that jungle pulled up, dropped the mic off, and left.
I won't dress up.
Come at y'all.
Anyway. Y'all say that now. The motherfuckers being that judge.
I don't know though, cause we was at church.
Them motherfuckers being that judge.
Look, we was at that church, so you know.
Yeah.
you was about to say the name.
Yeah, I was about to.
He was say the name.
I guess we all just throwing names out here, huh? All on the podcast. Oh, but now we gonna sister.
They would have gave him the look when he walked
through
the door.
No, see,
anything. That is crazy. That
I can't believe Mary let her son come out there like that.
Oh, grown ass man.
Mama ain't got nothing to do with me. Yeah. That is crazy how we supposed to be like some of the most non-judgmental people, and we are hands down some of the most judgmental people.
But the R&B side is Macaroni and Cheese by Calvin Richardson.
No, okay. It's called Macaroni and Cheese.
I don't think I heard that one.
I definitely ain't heard that one.
It's off the.
It's nothing sexual.
It's off the.
That was macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
The food.
Yeah.
That's it.
Basically.
Is it? Like, it's not an analogy.
It's not an analogy. It don't mean like, oh damn, like she's so good to me. She makes soul food for me.
The girl can be his macaroni and cheese.
This nigga. Really.
You want to listen to a snippet of?
Okay, first of all,
we listen afterwards.
We're not getting copyrighted because of you.
That was the whitest hello I ever heard. That got to be.
At least she had DoorDash.
Oh, I about to say, because I heard hello. That was the whitest hello I ever heard in my life. Yeah, I figured that. I know.
So we had a knock at the door.
They're my people.
I know. Hell, Ford.
Oh, man.
Came out
your
nose.
Nigga ran stupid.
You ain't hear this nigga.
Oh, what he say? He's people. I heard him. Y'all, I took his advice. I kept it going.
It'd be funny because it's like he said it with so much enthusiasm.
I be hearing him. And then Ford sneezed. And that ADHD said, focus on Ford. Because whatever going on over here ain't for you.
That's what's up. No, I gotta go check that out. I ain't never heard that shit.
I think it's off the last album he did.
That's crazy. You know how good? I don't even like macaroni and cheese. I don't. It's just cheese and noodles.
It's good, though.
It's just cheese and noodles. So literally.
You eat noodles?
I mean, yeah, but I just don't get, like, I mean.
You're not about to disrespect macaroni and cheese.
I'm not, bro. I respect it.
What about macaroni salad?
Oh, I hate macaroni salad.
I just had macaroni salad.
For real, bro. I can go ahead and I might make the unfiltered topics because I ain't really got one. I ain't gonna hold you. I might make the unfiltered. Okay.
Speaking of salad.
Yo, oh, I don't know where he's going with this one.
It's an inmate at Roche. She makes a bomb ass chicken salad.
Man. Okay, I'm so glad it's going the way she I making thought it was.
Huh?
In the kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she hooking up in the.
Oh, hell no.
In the cell?
You think niggas don't be making shit in the cell?
You think Ford gonna have it?
I don't know.
No, 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 that's fraternization. That's fraternization.
Of course, I lose my job. Yeah,
the way Wallow be talking, man. The motherfucker be happy.
Yeah,
the
boy.
That chicken salad good, but it ain't that damn good.
Bro, yeah.
It ain't nothing salad.
Bro, it was crazy. When they was cooking in the soda can, when they was putting the grease and stuff in the soda can and stuff like that, I was like, bro, there's no way you're frying.
Niggas in jail is creative as a motherfucker.
There's no way you're doing that. There's like no. I was like, that's a level of creativity that I would never think of.
Bro, they made a speaker, a loudspeaker out of cardboard.
That's so crazy. It's just so crazy because I'm like, bro, like that's.
And I'm still trying to figure out why, where they get the wires.
That's why I was about to
ask. You know, dude, Nottaway made a damn toast oven in that bitch with cardboard.
I just don't see how people do it.
Man, I went back to
wasted
the
talent.
Heard this music just bumping. And I'm like, where did this come from? And they said, and like the speaker just like this. But it sounded like a loudspeaker like a DJ have hooked to his system. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's crazy. No, that's insane. That's so much talent.
Anytime you can make a cake in that bitch, you doing all right. In the dryer.
That's crazy.
I think it's wild.
How do you keep the cake from turning?
You know what I'm saying?
How?
Yeah, the dryer turns. How you keep the cake right there?
That's what they say they do in Fruvada, man. They make it in the dryer.
Let me tell you how dumb I am. My dumb ass was like, they gotta have the cake in there, hanging by a string or something. You gotta have the cake suspended. There's no, because it's the turns. So how else would you do it?
I get this. I'm with you. I don't know. But I have seen them take like a bowl and make a cake, like with Oreos and like Pepsi, I think it is, because it makes it do something.
But how?
And put it in the microwave.
Okay, the microwave. I was like, how? How do you? All right.
Ain't no telling.
Hey, if you can make pizza in that bitch, you doing good.
You right.
But I was going to say, I got a whole bunch of, unpopular opinions that y'all niggas probably judge me on.
Go ahead, get off your chest.
Oh, you want to do the same thing now? No, I'm going to do it for unfiltered topics. Yeah. Everybody got
to
give us one.
But you did have something to get off your chest, though.
Oh, I do got something to get off my chest. So, before we were talking about this before you got here, but I was going to save the rest of it for the podcast. So, have you seen the list? The list?
Explain to the audience what the list is.
All right, so.
I don't know about no damn list.
All right, so, good. So the list is a number. This guy on Twitter, his whole purpose is that he goes on Twitter and looks at, people send him stuff now because he's just that popular. Women would be like, men shouldn't do this. And he'll add to the list. So I said earlier the list was at 300. No, we passed that. I think it's like almost at 4 now. There's like 400 things on this list that women say men shouldn't do. I'm going to tell you this one thing on this list that literally, like, you would never think that we wouldn't be allowed to do. Dying. We're not allowed to die. That I'm not making
it
up.
It's not manly of us
We're not allowed to die. We're not, as men, we shouldn't die. I'm not making this up. I promise to God. I'm pulling it up now. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna send a clip of it to.
We can't have appetizers.
Oh yeah, we can't have appetizers.
Marshmallow sticks.
We can't. not even appetizers. We can't even have dessert either.
You got something to say?
Well, you got something to say? You know?
I don't get appetizers and I don't get dessert. So
I need my cheesecake. All
right, I'm gonna read some of them off.
I'm already doing good, I guess.
Let me see what they got,
man.
The list. You're on the list.
That's funny. We're not allowed to be nonchalant. We're not allowed to have a goatee. We're not allowed to buy a birthday gift.
Well, Derek ain't got nothing, so he doing good.
Y'all stop the cat, man. You see it coming in.
I'm done already.
I ain't saying nothing, bro.
Like, fuck you and your friends.
They say we're not allowed to have the audacity to walk.
What are we supposed to do? Crawl?
Can't take a woman to Puerto Rico.
This one. I ain't got an
airplane.
279. Run when the function gets shot up.
What?
Damn. But we can't die,
but
though.
We can't die?
Yo, yo, yo. Reason 285, letting another man kill you. I'm not playing. You can't drink almond milk. Yo, you can't use windshield wipers.
What about lactose?
You can't use windshield wipers.
And I want some cereal.
You can't own multiple highlighters. You got to be able to pee standing up. You can't vent your feelings. You can't hold
sometimes when I'm taking a shit, the pictures come out.
You can't hold your homie's dog. I gotta find. I gotta find the actual list. Cause right now I'm just seeing like clips of it. The dying one is top 10.
Coming for everything.
We're not allowed. I'm saying I kind of agree with this one. We can't swallow anything, food, saliva, water, anything. Water, yep, can't swallow it.
You better chew that motherfucker.
Oh, all right. So you said three good ones.
All right.
I'll literally name the three I see right here. 239. You can't love your mom.
You're going to hell. Hey, I love Lisa.
Hey, number 239. You can't love your mom.
These people are ridiculous.
Oh yeah, you think they're really ridiculous at this one? Number 240. Get a girl pregnant.
Oh yeah, y'all.
Shit. Well, I got one for all of us.
Well,
yeah.
Number 241.
Yeah, we can't.
We can't. Censorship. We rated R. Not NC-17.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when y'all move in together.
I promise God.
I should go and just put a camera in the corner. In the corner of the Raws that we just had that as content.
We already have said, like, we have to blog, like, us living together. Because I already know I'm about to do some. Derek don't know what he in for. I'm about to do some foolish stuff. Don't know what he about to do. I'm about to just be busting in that room. Derek. I'm going to have a song every day. Because, you know, I ain't used to getting
punch his ass. He come in here singing.
You
also
the kind of dude that busting in while he in there. You a busting in while he in there with a girl, ain't you?
Like, while he in there making whoopee.
Yeah.
Making whoopee.
What y'all doing?
You got $5 so I can go to the store?
I'll be like, ain't going to be no banging up in here now.
Stop.
Hey, bro, you can't look me in the eyes. Don't look me in the eyes.
I can't look here.
You a dirty dog.
I'm gonna just slowly close the door.
I'm next.
So now niggas acting like they ain't never done it with other people in the room.
All right, bro. I can hold you. I usually am on your side. I promise to God.
All right, let's change subject.
I promise to God, I'm usually on your side. I ain't changed nothing. I'm getting it off my chest. I promise I'm on your side. I've never done that. Dang, you lying, bro. In the same room?
Roommate sleep. Bow.
He said bow.
Not bow. Bow.
Goddamn. Was you at least considerate? Was you at least quiet?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna be too disrespectful. I mean, it's already disrespectful. I don't know how far I can go.
Did you spray afterwards?
Oh, it's gonna be funky in that. Oh my God.
So, you know, you're gonna leave a smell, but you
know.
So
you
sweat.
It was good.
Bow. Knocked off. You couldn't just wait.
What?
The other room?
Yeah. This must have been college because you said roommate. Yeah. You said roommate in the same room. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. That's mad disrespect. I'm gonna keep it 100% with you, dude. We're going.
Did y'all have covers over y'all? Or not?
It was covers up, but yeah, it was covers up. I ain't gonna say all
so
the
way. So nah. He woke up in the turn over, he just seen y'all just doing it.
The room, we ain't really had no, like, hey, like when like the, with Kurt, where it used to be called Curry and Frazier, like the twin shits, once them doors closed, lights off, it's dark in that bitch. You already seen that bitch.
I'm gonna keep it 100% with you. We are gonna have a sit down conversation about rules and regulations in this apartment.
Why?
What the fuck you mean, why?
I have my own room, Joe.
You doing some shit like that. You ain't got no boundaries, nigga.
Motherfucker walking, I'm on the couch.
I promise God. Hey, especially when we get the couch from. No. Nah. Hey,
that's wild.
Nah, bro.
Y'all
y'all need some plastic covers.
No, we're not getting no nasty covers for the couch. Plastic. We're not getting no plastic covers for the couch. He has a room.
And a bathroom. I got some plastic covers. Appreciate you for it.
All right. Y'all fucking play
he
with me.
He's gonna do it regardless. He's not gonna listen to you.
Okay. All right. You know what? If this is what we gotta do. This is what we gotta do.
This is why it's good to have your own shit.
I got my own shit. With my brother.
So it's y'all shit.
He ain't got words.
So he good.
Nah, I'm just bullshitting.
They ain't gonna do it.
It happened.
Because I promise to God. Joseph, I promise on everything I love. If you do it, we fight.
When you get home, just sanitize everything down.
That's shit.
He ain't got to worry about it.
This man gonna be on the washer, the dryer.
Man, come on.
The counter.
No, bro. The way the spot's set up, we can't afford that. No. No, that's my one rule. My one rule. Clothes on in the kitchen. You can't walk through the kitchen.
He's gonna put it all on table.
I put it on the plate.
I promise on everything I love. I'm not bringing no furniture to this bed, bro. Our living room is going to be bare.
And the remember me, boy.
Oh, no, bro. You go over that one.
I shouldn't even got this shit started. My fault.
Ain't no tablecloth. None of that table.
Bass.
No furniture in the house. Just bedroom sets. That's right. Company will come over there.
Home, the table will be shining more than usual. You know why?
Stop.
That ain't no friend of Paul's. That's Bert Johnson. Johnson.
I know Johnson Johnson when that's Johnson.
Nah, y'all need that. My fault. I shouldn't.
Kitchen floor just it's a slippery.
I guess I'm just gonna stay at home.
Derek, what the hell you done waste on this floor?
Why the floor so sticky?
Appreciate it.
You see Derek here poke out the window?
I mean, out his bedroom? Oh. And then smile like that too. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to leave. I just leave.
I just go.
I'm walking my apartment like, God damn it. Walk right back out.
Yeah, he done it again.
Ain't got nothing to worry about. Don't listen to them, man. It happened. I mean, what's a time in life?
And that like just going down memory lane, though.
I don't think I ever did no wild shit like that.
That's not really wild, though.
That's wild as fuck to me, bro. I ain't gonna cry.
That ain't the wildest shit.
I mean, if you'd have done it in public, you know.
It's probably in public.
Joe. Movies.
Don't make me.
Nah. Outside shit.
Man, I ain't do it in public. What? I just did a little fill up in public, bro.
What was that? What you did?
No. Hey,
man, I'm just naming
it. Bro, we did not do nothing in public.
The car?
That's not public. That's not public.
The car, the cop? That ain't public?
That's not public.
Bob, you done went too far back, because I remember that.
No. Four. No. I remember.
Story time?
You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I got to know.
Okay. My question, before I go, sir. Were y'all at the table, though, when Candy came to the school?
Nah, but when I remember hearing about it that morning when I got to school, and I was like, y'all lying. They was like, yeah. And then I heard from you.
All right,
go
ahead. Like, I'm listening. All right, y'all. I was upset out of everybody.
Why you was upset?
His cousin.
Wait. I think we talking about two different stories now.
God damn, drop it. No, you.
How many times?
And the car. Hold on.
Let me cut my shit off so he won't catch it.
No, I ain't calling the car. All
right. What's the one you thinking about?
I think so, buddy.
No, we gotta talk about this.
What's the one you was thinking about? Then we go back to that.
Okay, the one I was talking about was when the cops. You talking about when the cops came and got me? When the cops came and pulled up on me? You talking about that one?
Yeah,
you was in a senior
lot. No, I wasn't in. That was no. That was another chick. That was another chick I was dating.
You was in a senior lot.
No, I fucked up. So I'm gonna tell you what it was. So it was a weekend. It had snowed or something like that. So I stayed. I'll tell you who it was. I'll tell you names and stuff later. So I stayed with a family member. Took their car to the movies. I promised on everything I love. It was me and this girl I was dating at the time. Promised on everything I love. I was gonna just go to the movies, come back to the crib, right? So you know. Yeah, right. So I'm riding through town, and you know that it's a spot. All right, so it's a train station, and it's a spot all the way in the back that people usually park at if they walk into the trail and stuff. It's just like dirt. So I was like, I'm gonna back up in here real quick and just, you know, do something real quick and go on my way. No, actually, what it was that I had, like, everything was done. Nothing was going on at this time. Like we was just chilling. So what happened was, though, we had been sitting in that spot for so long that somebody, like, walked down the road, saw us, and then must have called the cops. So the cops pull up and flash the lights. And I ain't even decent. I was chilling. I was like, clothes on real quick. But now I know why you said, that the person, though. I know why you said that, though. Because it was their mom that took the dispatch call. And she took the dispatch call to tell the cop to, like, let me go. Like, I was cool or whatever. Like, they ran my stuff to let me go. But she's the one that person is the whole reason that everybody ended up finding out. Like, everybody, like my people's ended up finding out. That's how it happened.
He asked for it, though.
Yeah, it was because
if you just wanted to park and talk, you could have just parked in a regular train station parking space.
I promise to God. My grandmother to this day is one of the coolest individuals I know. I remember I had to go and tell her that this happened because everybody knew. She was like the one of the last people to know. I didn't want to tell her. But they was like, either you tell her or I'm going to tell her. So I was like, I'm going to tell her, right? Whatever. So I tell her. Didn't even get mad. Just looked at me. All y'all been to my house. She said, all these woods back here. She said, you could have pulled up in the driveway for all of that. And I was like, damn.
You live right. Why you can go to the... to the reservoir.
I don't know. Well, I ain't no common sense back then.
We know.
It wasn't no thinking process back then. Boy, I'm going to tell you one thing. God blesses babies and fools. Yeah. And boy, I'm going
to
tell you.
Everybody leave their car to school. You probably better off going back to school.
But this was like almost dead in the middle of the night. Like,
I almost got caught by 12 one time too, though.
Where was you at?
I ain't going to say the location. I can't say that. Nope, I can't.
Yeah.
I'll see you afterwards.
We got a lot to talk about after this podcast, boy.
I can't tell you afterwards. But yeah, I only got caught by 12 one time. I can't tell you location.
Yeah, it was wild. Yeah.
We're just living life.
How was we doing all this in high school, bro?
Mine wasn't in high school.
We was what?
Y'all was terrible.
You won't do it?
I'm talking about with that specific.
Mine wasn't in the high school, but yeah.
I know where you're going. I was terrible.
Sick. Sickening.
I think he's wanting to go get off his chest to story time.
Hey, man, get off your chest.
No.
Stupid. Oh, for a shut up.
Right.
I ain't saying it because I know what I did.
He's judging like a motherfucker.
Hey,
drop in the comment section some of y'all crazy ass stories because I don't judge us. Yeah, don't listen to this.
I promise to God, I'll tell everybody the story.
Don't watch this and be like,
bro, let me tell you. No. Wild situation.
Get the popcorn.
It's not a story. It's just a continuation like from this story, right? So, like, this past Christmas or something, random-ass person comes to the house. I've never seen this person a day before in my life. I'm like, you know, I'm back in the room. I'm chilling or whatever like that. Like, it's pretty much like Christmas is over. Like, it's just like family talking and, you know, enjoying themselves or whatever, right? My mom say, you know who that is? I don't know. I've never seen this woman a day before in my life. She said she was one of the cops that was there, because it was two cops. She was the other cop that was there that night. I said, oh, shit. I said, you saw my thing. I was like, you saw your boy vulnerable. Like, ah, damn. But I think I probably turned to a kid. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't say nothing. But it was just wild. Like, after all these years, like, I saw her. Like, I had never seen her. Like, I could see her silhouette. Like, I knew she was there, but I never saw her. I saw the other dude, though. I don't know where that dude at now. I need to dap him up, though. Like, hey, bro, you really... Bro, I probably would have got decent exposure. Trespassing. Bro, it was some charges.
Caught you in the act?
No, before we was just sitting. I just never, like, put clothes back on and stuff.
Dummy?
Before we've established this, I was in the middle of town.
Your shirt was off, nigga?
Nah.
Oh, I'm about to get pants.
Boy, I'm like, boy.
That boy won't play in that car.
Hey, boy.
Steam.
Hey, boy. I ain't never take my shirt off. You know what you do? You put the shirt up, put it back in your neck.
Yeah.
Because you get tired of holding that motherfucker. That motherfucker been to work. Yo, get it? That's what I'm talking about. I promise to God, that's what I'm talking about. Yo,
that's another whole conversation, dude. Why niggas don't like just taking their shirt off?
Bro, nah. I ain't taking my shirt off.
I bet that's on the list, too.
Let me take some.
Trying to do sex? No, oh, I promise.
Just being naked doing sex.
Oh, yeah, I promise on everything.
I bet you that's on the list.
If you ain't committed, you don't take the shirt off.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
You right.
I ain't gonna hold you. That's facts.
No. You speaking.
If I'm butt naked, bare butt, baby.
Oh, we love you,
but girl. Hey, that's love right there.
If I'm through the peephole. Oh yeah, you leave as soon as we finish.
You had to go to the airport. What I've been through. Damn, I ain't even take my drawers off of this shit. Nope. Wish I would. Man, I don't need to. Hey, that's all she get.
Why for judge me right there?
Hey,
ain't even you waste your time there.
Boy, so I need to feel all that.
What you mean?
Nah, that's wild. Hey, that's a disrespect. That girl probably was like, oh my God. She really don't care about me.
Hell no.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. If I get butterball naked for you, that's love. That's number love right there.
Damn, this wasn't even supposed to be the conversation.
Yeah. We had topics too. We had topics.
I told you shit was gonna happen. Nah, keep going.
Nah, I'm over. I'm just saying.
It'd be like that. I'm just saying.
I'm terrible. I mean,
maybe we have another segment where it ain't gonna be a full stories, but we'll tell some stories to y'all. We can't name names and locations and shit like that though.
No sense of that.
Stories.
What we gonna do is we gonna tell the stories.
We're gonna blur out the names and stuff.
Ain't
no stories, Derek. Can't.
Who? No, I know. I'm talking about who ain't got no stories. Who? I'm practicing for the owl.
Nah, that's stupid, man.
Who do you think I am?
Okay. We know you are.
But it's
your son snores.
You hear that?
Yeah, it's just there.
Nah, I didn't hear it.
Or he was congested.
But we can move past that. We'll tell y'all some more stories some other day. What y'all feel about this?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
What y'all feel about this Ja Morant situation, man?
Hey, bro, wild. Nah.
Right, what was your initial thought from the first incident?
What was the first incident? Was that
it was pretty much the same thing.
Was that the No. Which one was the mom in the mall?
Well, no. He means far as
the weapon itself. Oh, okay.
Because you know he had all the other stuff, the mall, and then was it the airport?
What was the mall thing?
Oh, so the mall.
I know, he had the basketball thing with the 17-year-old.
Yeah, that, and then.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
He talking about the shit.
When his mom was trying to get the shoes, she got to arguing with like the dude at Foot Locker. Oh, nah, so he pulled up with his boys.
I ain't peeped that.
Hiding in the back room.
Oh no, I ain't peeped that. Only thing I know was the 17-year-old and one of the dudes and his crew had a laser, and at one of the games, like that's the other two. Nah, I ain't hear about the other shit. But yeah, what was your initial thoughts on that shit?
I'm like, bro,
the first one.
My whole thing about it is, I'm like, bro, you don't live this life. Like, why are you doing this? You know what I mean? I think, but okay, so because you say you didn't know about the Foot Locker stuff or what happened before, but when the Foot Locker situation happened, I remember when people were talking about his mom called him to like come handle the dude or whatever because she had the problem with him. I said, oh, that's why he's like that. Like I'm pretty sure like she raised him to be like this, like even if he's not this lifestyle, like she's raising him to be in this mindset. So when this happened, I was like, oh, okay. Like it's almost like bro is gonna be not known for basketball. He's just gonna be known for scandals. And then I mean, cause you're talking about the IG live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But why though? Like, exactly. Why would you even jeopardize your money like that. Like your money and everything like that. So when it happened, I was like, bro, stupid.
But I mean,
because when Knight get involved, that's some money.
When Knight got involved.
When who got involved? Nike. Oh, you said Nike.
Yeah.
I thought you said Knight.
I did too. I'm sitting right here beside him. I thought the same thing.
45 minutes ago it says speak up. They pulled his sneakers from the Nike app.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know,
I figured that shit would happen though.
I mean, a lot of it also got to do with his mindset too, man. That boy's young.
That's a lot of money coming out.
He's 23.
Like, he is early 20s.
Yeah. I mean, he that young with all that money. Sorry, y'all. And then I mean, I don't know. But at the same time, I kind of agree with what JJ Redick been saying too though. I mean, you know, he deserved to be punished, but people got to stop acting like what he did was illegal.
And that's another thing too. Like people throw that shit out. Well, I forget what JJ talking about right now, but let's not act like we already don't get on people like our like peers and shit for being on IG social media.
Oh yeah, yeah,
flashing guns and showing money and shit. Like we already get on people for doing that shit.
But even if it's show all the money, so
even if it's legal, or,
I'm broke.
And even if it's legal or not, it's like, no, why are you? The point of having a firearm is to not niggas don't even supposed to know you have a firearm.
And then also, him and Stephen A. both I saw this morning was like, you know, you're getting on job about all this shit, but y'all forget how that what is it that congressman sending out them Christmas cards with them AOs.
Yeah. I definitely think it's a double standard. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm not gonna hold
It is to a sense, but at the same time, you in a professional. Well, Congress is professional. Yeah.
Well, let me say this. I think I mean, cut you off. Right. It's just a different playing field, though. Mm. You gotta realize, and I be telling people this.
ESPN fired Paul Pierce for having strippers in his bag.
I was just about to say like it's just not the same. Like it's not. Our actions are held way more like, you know, they're just held differently than it is, you know, of white people and stuff like that. It's looked at differently, and like, and I think we got to understand that.
Yeah, it's like like the first time. All right, cool. You can say it was a mistake or what. I don't even know why he even a little ass gun he pulled up in that he was holding it like this. Like, I don't know why were you even
don't shoot that little motherfucker. No more.
Like, why you even holding that shit?
I think someone tagged that. I think someone captioned that shit. Like, stop shooting that little shit.
Like that's stupid. But if you knew you got punished the first time, why do it again the second time?
That's a fact.
Has he spoke on it?
He put out a statement yesterday.
I mean,
what did he say?
Talking about words won't mean much, but I know right you're disappointed in me.
Yeah, okay, so his PR team handled that.
Yeah. But my thing is, that's the same shit he was saying the first time.
Yeah, because his PR team put that one out too.
You know what I'm saying? But like, if like people okay, people she saying,
okay. She okay.
All I want to know, like people saying, okay, it's legal. Of course, it's legal to have a firearm. But if it's not a bad thing to happen, why don't? Everybody's saying it's cool. He shouldn't be punished. Whatever. How about you go on IG Live and you flash your gun and see what happened to you at your profession? You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, facts.
Like, let's stop acting like. I mean, it's not illegal, but it's not act like he's
not supposed socially to be acceptable. Like
that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't get why bro doing it.
It makes no sense.
And then they try to
put it on his friends. No, that's all him.
Yeah.
All him.
But that's what they did when his. I remember when the mom Foot Locker incident happened. They put it on the mom. Then they was like, "Oh, that's her fault." Like she called him there and put. Because I think it might have been Shannon and Skip that was talking about it, and Shannon was like, "Why would you put your son in that situation, knowing the millions of dollars he made?" I'm like, "I ain't trying to be funny." What, bro? You know what I'm saying, bro? Bro, no, the status that he's in, like, and now your mom, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do if my mom called me and told me, like, hey, you got to come handle this dude. She never has done it. I doubt she ever will do it. I don't know. But my friends, like, if y'all can flash your guns all y'all want, I got millions to make over here. You know what I'm saying? I got a different status than y'all. Who are your friends?
I do that shit never for state.
And like,
exactly.
Lose your damn job.
Exactly.
Yeah. It makes no sense. And like with the media, like all the shit that I've been seeing, all the people that I've been seeing, like covering the topic and shit. They're like, okay, cool. Like how rappers be doing. Like, you know, if you have money, cool. You buy your security. But I also kind of disagree. It's like, even if I do, I don't want security with me 24/7. Like, why should I need security 24/7? Especially job. Like, I don't think you got no ops. Like, you just doing it just to do it. So it's a different life. I guess it depends on the different lifestyles that you live. Like, if you live a crazy lifestyle, you rap making millions of dollars, cool. You can go ahead and have your security living in your house with you or whatever. But in today's world, like, it's like, you ain't never know what's gonna happen. Right. Like, you could just be going to the corner store, you know what I'm saying, like 2 miles away from your house, and some crazy shit might happen.
Right.
I want my shit on me. I mean, I want to call the security person to come to my house and be with me every time I step out the house. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's nothing wrong with him having it. People keep saying, well, he shouldn't have it paid. Maybe he don't want to pay nobody.
Well, not just that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different status. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, golly, for me to go to the store, I got to have a bodyguard on me right now. Like, you know what I mean? So I get that. I do get that part. I don't have a problem with him having it. Like, I mean, shoot, I think he should have it with the level of stardom
Yeah. But just the stupid shit that's been happening.
But I think just, like, the whole flashing it, the betrayal of it and stuff like that. And I mean, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's different. The NBA is held to a different standard than that of rappers. A rapper's, a good portion of rapping is hood culture. Like, that is kind of what is ingrained into it, right? Like, we have this concept of, like, the struggle, gun violence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. NBA, that's not really the story that's being told. So it's like, you got to realize, like, what's acceptable in your field. It's like different jobs. Like, if you work at Food Lion and you flashing a gun versus you work for the state and you flashing a gun, that's different. You get what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I mean, it's also a difference if he was at a gun range or something, shooting a gun.
Context.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like I'm saying, the context of the shit is like, if I'm in, like, the dumb motherfuckers we see all the time in social media, motherfuckers always want to be in the video camera pointing a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that'd be like, of course, that means something. It's like, fuck with me if you want to. I got this shit on me. That's what it means. Like,
right.
So even if he, so it's not the point that he, you know, he had a right to have the gun. He in that bitch. Like, what was the point of even pulling the gun out at that time?
Yeah,
and holding it to your head, like, yeah, I keep it on me.
Bro, yeah, it's bro, no even, crazy.
It's bro, no crazy. Need for that to happen.
Bro's funny. I ain't gonna lie. Like, oh, it was funny. I was like, hey, I said, job back. That's all I just said. I said, job back.
The funniest shit when people keep posting that Andre 3000.
Give me a gun.
Don't give me a gun. You know what I'm gonna do with it.
What's that movie called? I think it's Too Cool. I think that's where that sound comes from.
Yeah, I ain't see that shit in a long
time. Yeah, that scene is with Cedric.
Yeah, that scene. Yeah. That's the most. Yeah, that shit always.
But he was holding that joint like Andre too, a little bit when it was like all dangly. He said, "Bow."
But somebody,
I already know.
But somebody also made a good point. Is like, you can have it, whatever. You're showing it. But what's the point? Like, you playing around with the gun. Ain't no one small move. You make a mistake, that bitch drop out your hand or something. But then a banana bitch going off.
I always say this, and I always mean this. I think that there should be like a transition period or something that people have when going to high levels of
professional sports. It's nothing like that.
And I think
somebody, I don't know where I watched it, but somebody was asking that. Like, it should be like you were saying, a transition, like a mentorship type thing when you go into professional sports.
I do. Well, just any level of stardom. Like, you know what I mean? Like, acting or just any level of celebrity where you are now in the spotlight. Because I feel like you, one, I remember, I think it was Kev on stage that was talking about this. And he was saying that basically, like, Kev on stage started with, like, putting his kids into, like, acting and stuff like that. But then he saw how much those people were catering to the kids. Like he said, like on set one time, like his son was like four, like young. He's like, they were like, "Can I get you anything?" And the kid was like, his son was like, "Well, can I get a puppy?" And they were like, "Okay." And they were trying to find a puppy. Kev was like, "Don't get him a dog. Like he doesn't need a dog." But you get to a point where no one tells you no. Like your name has so much weight that you don't get told no. So you just do what you want to do because you think you're invincible. But in reality, you're not. You got just as many restrictions on you, if not more, because you're now in the spotlight. And now you have the money and the means to do what you want, but you can't. I just feel like now he's like, he can do what he want. He's young. Like, this is like kind of the image that they want to portray for some reason. He can do it. No problem. Go buy a gun. Do whatever you want to do. Who going to stop him? But if he doesn't have the responsibility to stop himself. I just think it should be a transition period, especially for like, going back to that, especially for athletes.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about,
like, you're going from either college where they don't do, yep, really, they don't really do high school no more, but you're going from college to pro.
Yeah.
Like
that.
You in college, you probably in work study. Well, now you got college people are allowed to make money and shit like that. Now
Angel Reese is racking up. My
bro, crazy.
And even look, her, but Bronny.
Yeah.
He worth $5 million.
Which is crazy. Which, I mean, I don't.
And that should be another topic too.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But that's crazy.
But yeah, like,
it's another girl from LSU that's getting, like, what is it?
Flajay.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
Flajay. Crazy. I didn't even know until like at the beginning of the season her dad was a rapper that died. Her mom was pregnant with her. When her father got killed from Louisiana.
Mm.
Yeah, Boosie called her his niece or whatever.
Okay, okay.
Hell yeah. She could spit though.
But like, I don't know if y'all ever seen Shannon Sharp talk about like what he came from? Like where he came from and stuff? Like how he said, like how poor he was? Like now mind you going from some of these boys, some of these people are literally coming from nothing. And even in college where, like, it's the drive, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what's humbling you. Like, I got to do what I got to do because I'm trying to make it to the pros. You've went from literally, like, bottom, poor, to now you're literally making millions of dollars.
Yep.
There is no in between.
Like there's one, no, like literally, like it's not like you gradually, making more money here and there. No,
it's shot.
You went from you in college, you about to get drafted, to the next day you signing the contract. Now you worth this amount of money, and I'm not gonna say act like one. I would love to see that type of money one
day, of course,
right? But I'm not gonna sit here act like if I do get it, I ain't gonna do something stupid.
Of course,
with some of the money. But the same thing, like, but going back to your point, like, you gotta have some type of guidance when that shit happen, bro. From, like you said, from nothing to now, he got a contract. He could have had 40 more million on the contract, but he didn't make an all NBA team.
Yeah,
but you honestly, I feel like he didn't make it because of the first incident,
right?
Like,
right,
that's not Ja, right. Didn't make an all NBA team.
Born. Hey, Ja, I can't lie, said the boy can't play. I was like, hey,
Ja, that boy good. That boy. like, and no disrespect, if I had to take somebody out, and no disrespect to him, it would be Damian Lillard.
Yeah, I said the same thing.
You know, he was in 13. Mm-hmm. He started balling more because he was out of a lot of games. He was hurt. Mm-hmm. And he started really balling more after the All-Star break.
Right.
Ja was in MVP talk.
Yes.
At the beginning of the season for the most part of it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
Come on now.
Amazing. So
he really messing himself up out of millions of dollars. Even though his contract is still like over 190 or some shit like that. Like 195 or some shit like that. Bro, you gonna fuck up your bag. Like you saying, Nike.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm surprised they didn't do nothing. Like, oh, they kick. And that's another thing I wanted to say too is like people keep saying, you know, it's not illegal to have a gun. It's not illegal to say some homophobic stuff online either. But yeah, I bet you get on that motherfucker and say some shit. Get on that motherfucker and say some shit.
You know what I always think about?
Bet they snatch everything from you.
You know what I always think about? I never forget when the baby got like officially canceled.
You know, I ain't gonna cap, bro. That baby situation is crazy. I didn't really see it. But
I forgot about it.
You know, he can't stand them people with the baby.
They really canceled them. No, it worked.
But hey, it worked. Let me tell you something. I will never forget. And the whole time I was watching that happen.
You deserve to get canceled with his damn name.
We gotta let it go, bro.
Let it go, bro.
But I remember watching that like in real time, and I was like,
y'all listen to his ass.
I was like, y'all don't understand who this dude like this is the thing, right? Going back. This is a hood nigga. The baby won't. That won't just a nigga portraying a thug.
What's his birth name?
Jamel Davis.
That's the Harlem Death.
I have no idea what the baby's real name is. Yeah, but I think it does start with a J. I just threw out a random name.
I said, I know it ain't that.
I'm not calling another man baby. I'm not.
All right, we call him Duh.
So we
forget that this man, like we forgot that this man was a hood booger. This man was hood. I think that's the thing, like going back to like that transition, there has to be a transition from, for like
Jonathan.
I knew it started with a J. I knew I was off. I was way off, but I knew it started with a J. I said Jamal Davis.
He said Jamal Davis.
That start with a D, nigga.
No, I said Jamal.
He said Jamal.
Nah, I heard something else.
Run it back, Derek. I know you will.
I'm running back.
Yeah. Hold on. This is your face. What's where you running back?
Remind me like 102 or something.
Like back right there. But not the transition period, bro. Like, yeah. Because you got, bro, when you coming from like where you are to like now, you have to get social cues. You got to know what to say, what not to say. That's why a PR team is crazy.
You see that man middle name?
What's his real name? You know, it's something wild, I think. Something crazy. Let me see.
Damn, Lindale.
It's John.
We probably got a cousin named Lindale.
What's the last name?
Kirk.
Oh yeah,
Lindale.
Because his album was named that.
How you gonna have a long first name? Long.
Ask his mama.
But he didn't choose his name.
Hey, look, crazy story, right? I'm gonna tell y'all when the camera cut off because I can't tell you now. So it's like,
I was like, ooh.
Remind me of names when we get there.
We gotta
talk about it. We're trying to be a thug with a middle name.
We're gonna get into it.
Finish. No, I was just saying that transition period is important.
Yeah, these young NBA players.
Nice carpet in here.
Damn nerd.
Your name does not dictate nothing. The name that you.
I don't like him.
I don't like him yelling at me.
I don't know.
But I'm in his house. I can't say nothing.
I mean, Jesus' name dictate who he is. Kind of.
Okay, but that's Jesus.
Jesus.
That's literally Jesus.
What'd he say? He said, he probably a fella by the name of Jesus Alvarez. He said, that's pronounced Jesus. He said, well, he spelled it the same way Jesus spelled his name.
But I think, like Joe was saying, these players, athletes, whatever field you get into, where you about to touch a lot of millions of dollars, man, just get some guidance from people that's already in the industry. And, like, especially if you a pro athlete, like, you look up to all these, like a LeBron, like a Steph, like a KD. Like, if you really look up to them, you don't see them doing, you know, stupid shit out here like that. So just be mindful of your decision that you make and know it's the consequences that come along with it.
The most trouble I think that KD has been in.
His haircut.
Well, not we joke on him about that. Cause the boy got the B2Bs. You know, you make too much money out of them B2Bs.
Exactly.
But nah, I think the most trouble he's been in was when he made his decision to go to Golden State.
That's it.
And then LeBron, the only time he got in trouble was because I think he had made comments at that conference that one time. The only trouble LeBron ever gets in is if Skip go at his neck where Shannon and
I ain't going cat. Skip a hating ass motherfucker.
Hey, boy. Skip me.
Golly, bro.
Skip me. Skip hating.
The biggest hater, bro. Like, look, I ain't the biggest LeBron fan, but I'd be like, Skip, bro. You a hater, bro.
Yo, if he look, I mean, I just put your Skip sitting to you waiting for LeBron to mess up.
So and he don't even have to mess up.
He gonna find something.
LeBron, I bet you last night or some shit, LeBron probably could have a triple-double last night, and they lose by like two. He going to go back and say, well, if he would have made those two free throws, we wouldn't be in this like.
If he would have committed, what? Skip, Skip.
Yo, Shannon, all crazy. Yo. Yeah. But we gonna move on to our last segment of this episode, No Cap. Joe, what you got for us?
Not a damn thing. So I'm going to just think of some shit. Ain't no cap.
Go, nigga.
Jay, I swear to God, that's why you my nigga, boy. Hey, that basketball. Hey, that's my shit. Oh, sorry.
Hey, I know what my no cap is. But go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to say it. Hey, my no cap is on some real shit, bro. Man, fuck forward, bro. That ain't my no cap, but just fuck forward. I ain't got no cap, bro. What you want me to say? You want me to just make us some shit on the fly? I got you. You ain't got to worry, bro. Ain't no cap. Hey, ain't no cap, bro. I'm sick of y'all holding standards against us, bro. Like, we got a 400 item list of shit we can't do, bro. I'm going to tell you right now. One of the things on the list was that we can't shake our frozen coffee, iced coffee. Promise to God, I shake it every time.
I thought he was about to say something else. I thought he was about to say, no, you can't shake that thing.
Oh, what would you want me to do? Put in my pants dripping? Hey, no cap, bro. Hey, you got to give us some. Look, I ain't saying all us men are good men. Some of us ain't shit. But, bro, you got to give us a break, bro. Y'all, I feel like women being hard on us lately, bro. That's big no facts. Cap.
How many of you got to be hard on you, Joe?
Hey, man, clip it. Clip it. Just clip it.
No, we not.
Clip it out.
You got to clip it out. What's your no cap for?
It's the way you said it. This is the way. It's just the way you said it. Because you said these women are too. I mean,
I'm talking about the women that made the list.
We understand. We got it.
Well, that's all you had to say.
Nah, shit. Fuck out, man. What's your no cap for?
No cap. Uh-oh. I ain't got one.
Terry said we go this shit every fucking time.
And no, that's the one that's gonna be on the thing regardless.
Every single since day one.
Ever since day two.
I was talking about the other topic.
Since day one.
Well,
in his defense, he won.
I was
day three
or
some shit like that.
Man, this nigga's been here since day one.
Oh,
this nigga accountable too.
That's right.
I was in the ending.
One of my no caps is four. Got to get a new ringtone.
Yeah, I just never changed it. I just
second no cap is.
Damn.
Why the fuck he got a retoe? Niggas don't have
retoes. Why do
though.
You have a retoe?
Niggas don't have retoes no more, boy.
Because I like music.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you should, be the first one sending me your goddamn vibes every week.
I'm surprised
that haven't been one.
I'll be forgetting.
Yeah, as much as you fucking listen to, he probably sick of the song.
I am.
I told you.
Hey. The real one is, because we didn't get to this topic. Jamie Foxx.
Oh yeah.
But it wasn't even like towards that. It's like, I don't know, man. Sometimes, I feel like our people. Nah, not even our people. I'm talking about just like black people, bro. Like, we. I don't know, man. I don't know. If we can save. I don't know. If we can save.
You're right.
I don't know. If we can save all our people, bro.
Right.
So like, that. I remember. I
already had that man in the
world.
Remember when we did
the episode with Ryan for the movie, mm-hmm. And part of that movie was at the end of that movie, dude was like, black people are easily manipulated,
mm-hmm.
Bro, niggas believe anything on social media, bro.
Of course.
And I feel like I'm gonna throw it out there, cause I don't know for sure, I don't got confirmation, but I feel like somebody subtweet because it's not Twitter, so I don't know how you say it for Facebook. But indirectly, it was a post indirectly about me because I had posted. because it really, the post was right after I posted my shit. Because my Facebook, because pretty much I was like, can y'all stop sharing that information on Jamie Foxx? I was like, it'd be like the shit they be sharing, it'd be from like a random ass page. Mm-hmm. And it'd be some dumb shit. One of the shit said that nigga was on life support. And it said one was life support, another one was like his health was declining. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we don't even know what was wrong with this nigga in the first place.
Facts.
Like, his family ain't say nothing. Like, they ain't give no type of information, right? So if they ain't get that information, why would they share any other thing? Mm-hmm. And pretty much I said that, and then somebody posted something on Facebook. And I read it. I was like, I feel like that was after me. I'll show you the junk after if I can find it. But then I posted, you know, and then I posted comprehension is important. Because what they posted had nothing to do with the fuck I said.
How you know it's towards you?
Because nobody on my post complaining about Jamie, or nobody on that feed at that time talking about Jamie Foxx but me. Okay. We got like the same fucking friends on Facebook. All
right, I gotta see.
You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to say, like, just I threw the manipulation out there because y'all believe anything, bro. Like, y'all really believe anything on
niggas be sheep
on Facebook, bro. Like on social media,
he was at home.
Yeah, he said they said he was at home for weeks. A new video just came out of him like somewhere.
Oh shit!
Yeah, like.
So he was straight.
Yeah, he was just at home recruiting, like. I ain't gonna say he's straight. I think he in like rehab now.
After
shit, but like, bro, y'all believe anything, bro? And y'all can, yeah. These niggas got y'all by the string like this easily.
Yeah,
they can easily control y'all about this motherfucker.
That's true.
But then y'all, and then when that post came out, I said, like I said,
I got it.
This nigga, when that post came out, I said, like I said, stop sharing that dumb shit on my. stop sharing that dumb shit. Like, yeah, y'all just easy manipulated, bro. Like, I'm sorry to say it, but it's true though. That was one thing about the move that was like, damn. But it was like, it's the truth, it's though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how shit go though. That's how social media gets its power.
Go ahead for it.
Whatever you do in life, make it count.
Oh god. I gotta see what he
Thank you, Reverend with. Trent.
No comment? No explanation? Comment.
Self explanatory.
Amen, my brother. I was scared. I didn't know where he was going with this.
What's yours, Rain?
Oh, Lord.
Why you say it like that, bro?
Sorry, bro. Go ahead.
I'm hurt.
Don't be hurt.
I'm very hurt.
Why?
We're going to start letting you go last.
No, it's fine. Fine.
No, we're not.
Why? I can go last.
Cause you can't really bring it home.
Who can't bring it home? Nigga, I got some deepness in me.
Whoa.
You got to put a pause.
Pause. No pause.
It's too late, man.
No homo. All homo.
This nigga.
Sorry. Oh, shit.
Seriously, she ain't sure about that.
Sorry. I don't think that you really mean that.
That just get the fuck out of me.
You can't say that. You got to end it right there.
Cut my shit off. Siri ain't going to be talking to me.
Shit scared.
She ain't going to be talking to me.
She think otherwise, yo.
She can be talking to me any type of way.
hold on. Let me think of something real quick.
See, you ain't got nothing. I could have brought it home.
Really had time to prepare.
Yeah.
But, we bring it home. Oh, <whoa.
laughs>
Them impromptu sermons be killing them.
Oh.
My nose,
bro. Hurry up, nigga. I can't wait, man. I'm trying to think. Hold on.
Bro, you gotta hurry up. My nose, bro.
Listen.
I stop about dropping this mic. Come on.
I'm gonna have to cut all this.
You, the people.
Right.
Okay. All right. You control your own happiness. You had the key to happiness in your own hands.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, just don't put that on other people.
I could have said that.
You control your happiness. Not Joe.
You didn't, nigga.
What I do? What? I can't control my happiness? Or I don't control their happiness?
Their happiness.
I don't control their happiness.
Correct.
You can't cut this out.
So, like, nah, man, I ain't gonna do that to you.
Thank you. Since you better, bro, I swear to God.
No.
You cutting all around this other shit.
But
Before we end this episode, man, I wanted to give a shout out to my bro from college, man, Teron. I think you met Teron before.
Stop saying I met niggas. I swear to God, you so black.
He meant to.
I hate that shit. You know such and such.
But shout out to my bro Teron. Him and his boy Rod. They just I'm not looking at it. Me and him.
I be stumbling over words and shit.
Teron and his boy Rod, man, they just launched a book. Children's book, actually. So, they launched it today. Today is Wednesday. Can y'all shut up? Today is Wednesday, the 17th. So, so once this come out, y'all make sure y'all support it. I'm gonna put the link in the description and everything like that. It's called Superpower Activate: The Adventurous Tales of Maximus and O'Shea. So y'all make sure y'all support the bro. Buy that book, you know what I'm saying? Read it, give it to y'all kids, give it to your nephew, nieces, whatever, little cousins. If you got school, give it to those kids. But yeah, go support the bro, man. But with that, we come to the conclusion of this episode of No Cap. Our live event is coming up June 10th, 3:00 at Three Rose Brewery. Make sure y'all be there. Co-host of the event is Aaron Boxdale. He's the host of the Woke Podcast. So yeah, y'all come. It's gonna be a good one. We're gonna have never know if we have special guests or not. So y'all just come.
When will this be posted?
Probably this weekend. I said this weekend. Plugged it in too.
The Sunday.
He can do both.
But we need people at the first part, really. We got the second part covered. But this Sunday, at the Mount Olive Baptist Church in Amelia, Virginia, we'll be having our 13th gospel anniversary at 3:00. Come on out and have a good time with us.
This man did this like a part real church one. Announcement.
Now, part two will be July 11th. After... June 11th, my bad.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
June 11th.
You should have let me do the plug,
at the Farmville Church of Christ, across from Food Line.
You mean June?
I should have did the plug.
At 4:00. Come on out and have a blessed time.
With yeah, man. Y'all make sure y'all put the traveling angels at both of their anniversary.
That's why I'm not the church clerk.
But yeah, man. Thank y'all for the support always. We come to the conclusion of this episode of Unfiltered Brothers.
President and founder.
Follow us on all social media. Listen to us on any platform that you listen to podcasts on. Watch us on YouTube. Link is in the corner if you're watching. Link is in the description if you're listening. And with that, y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay safe. And we out here.
Peace. Right,
God bless you.